Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Kenai City Council discussed a resolution Wednesday night to determine if they would approve the fleet replacement fund to purchase new vehicles for the Kenai Police Department. If this resolution were to be adopted, it would be utilizing the State of Alaska Equipment Fleet Contract. According to Kenai Police Chief Dave Ross, the purchase of these new vehicles would be replacing old vehicles for the police department to use. The cars would be pickup trucks.
Our fleet replacement plan that we worked on a few years ago calls for the police department, I think, to have 5 or 6 total as we go through this of pickup trucks. And the goal is to rotate them out at some point to other departments is why we were going with more trucks. So they are four-wheel drive, they are pickup trucks, and we are using 3 now.
City Council member Phil Daniel asked if the replacement vehicles were fully equipped or if they needed any additional fittings before they could be used in the field.
So these are responders. They're set up with some of the wiring and electronics, but most of the upfitting will be after that. You'll see another resolution come back at some point when we figure out what exactly we need to order for those. But yeah, it's substantial. Our city shop has been installing that stuff, so it does save us some on installation, but we do need to buy all the equipment for those vehicles.
After a unanimous vote, the resolution to use the fleet replacement fund to purchase 2 Ford police responders was adopted. Backers of an effort to repeal Alaska's ranked voting system has been fined. For more on this story, we're going to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Supporters of an effort to repeal Alaska's ranked choice voting system have been fined more than $94,000 after the commission that enforces state campaign finance rules found disclosure and other violations. Kevin Clarkson, an attorney representing the opponents of ranked voting who were fined by the Alaska Public Offices Commission, said they intended to challenge some of the commission's finding in court. The commission's decision, released late Wednesday, is in response to complaints filed by Alaskans for Better Elections, the group that backed the successful 2020 ballot initiative that instituted open primaries and ranked voting in general elections. The commission found registering and reporting violations by organizers of the effort to repeal the new voting system. The decision comes 6 months after the original complaint was filed. Since then, Alaskans for Better Elections have filed additional complaints alleging that anti-ranked choice voting groups have continued to violate state laws despite previous complaints and warnings. The opponents of ranked choice voting have also filed a pending complaint against Alaskans for Better Elections. The largest of the fines was levied against Art Mathias, who was found to have funneled at least $90,000 to the ballot group behind the repeal effort through a church he formed in Washington. Mathias was fined more than $46,000 for attempting to conceal the source of his contribution and for failing to report his contribution. Clarkson, a former Alaska Attorney General, said Mathias and the church would challenge the commission's findings related to them. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Multipurpose Facility has reopened after a minor vandalism took place in the public facilities. According to the Kenai City Manager Terry Eubank, it was not a significant vandalism that took place, but it's still an issue that the community would like to stop.
I don't think there was any permanent property damage or anything like that. And that's what we're trying to keep it from getting to, right? I mean, we don't want it to escalate. We like to try to nip it early.
Kenai Parks and Recreation Director Tyler Best says that a light level of vandalism happens to the facility typically once a year. This time, it was stuffing paper towels and flooding the bathroom.
And how we combat that is we'll close the facility for a week, and then we don't have any vandalism issues for like the rest of the year.
Both Eubank and Best agree that they're glad the vandalisms are extremely minor because they both describe the multipurpose facility as something unique and special to the area.
We want the facility to be open and people be able to use it and enjoy it. I personally can see the value of that rink. Like I said, there's not another rink to my knowledge in the state that's ran the way that one's ran.
Bess says that this rink is very special to the community because it allows anyone to go and skate whenever they like, provided it's not being used for a scheduled practice.
The kids started flocking to the Kenai rink to go and, like, you know, just go play a game of pickup. And that's not always a super common thing with ice rinks, because a lot of times they'll be fully enclosed or they're outdoors and they get snowed on. And this one's kind of a hybrid. So it provides a cool opportunity for kids in the community to go skate.
Overall, both individuals are grateful that the damage wasn't significant, but hope that vandalisms to the multipurpose facility will make a complete stop in the future.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.